With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Yeah, Pain in the Grass. It's this Sunday. White River Amphitheater. Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, Windowpane, a lot of great bands, man. And we got a deal on four packs of reserved tickets. You can get them now. So you and three of your buddies can get here at an affordable price. You want more info about tickets. You want to see the lineup. You want to get info about the free shuttle on the shuttle service from Outlet Collection to Pain in the Grass. All you got to do is go to KISW.com. That's where it all is. All right, man. So Newport Beach, California. I know this joint. It's where the wife is hanging out these days.
That's a sweet spot.
It is a very sweet spot. And a cyclist was riding his bike in Newport Beach in what's called a share lane. And that's where cars and SUVs can use that lane when no bikes are present. I'm aware of those. But it is reserved for cyclists otherwise. It can be a little confusing.
Yeah.
And
we have them here.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we have the we have where it's you can use it if there's no bike there. But if there's a bike there, you can't use it.
Oh, maybe I'm not supposed to use it, but I've used it before.
Yeah, because that's what the share lane in California
gotcha.
Is. It's reserved for cyclists. You're not supposed to be in it, but if there's no cyclist there, then you go, all right, well, I'll go use that. Which is it is very confusing.
Yeah.
You know, because then if you see a cyclist, what are you supposed to do? Get the hell out of there? Why do they let them be on the same road as us? Seriously.
Oh, it boils down to that.
Everyone knows I'm not a big fan of some cyclists because some of them are really arrogant jerks.
Right.
Not all of them, but some. But there's tough stuff that can happen. There was a dude driving his SUV, didn't realize the cyclist had rights to the lane, and he went on a tirade after his vehicle brushed the bike rider's elbow.
Come on, with me.
Don't hit me.
What are you going to do? Huh? Put it on tape. Tough guy. You want to be a tough
Call
guy?
The cops. You're not following the law.
You're a tiny little man.
Vehicle code 21760. Really 21760.
Oh,
3 feet.
Smack you so good. If there wasn't any witnesses, you know what I'd do to you?
What? What's your name?
My name is your worst enemy, motherfucker. I'm your huckleberry, buddy. I'm your huckleberry, you short little punk. Huh?
Wow.
Is this guy is he a bad guy in an action movie?
Yeah, he sounds like a bad guy. I love this guy.
What's your name?
My name is your worst enemy, motherfucker. I'm your huckleberry, buddy. I'm your huckleberry, you short little punk.
Yippee-ki-yay, MF-er.
I'm your huckleberry.
Wow. It doesn't stop. This guy keeps going.
You come through this town thinking you're really cool on your bike, like you own this lane. Look at the bike lane is on this
it's
side.
It's called share
it's
road.
It's not in the middle of the street.
No, that's my lane.
No, it's not
share
your
road.
Lane.
Look
I'll
at the law.
Watching you. You're lucky today,
Look
buddy.
At the law.
You're
I
lucky
am.
Today.
What's your name?
Huh? My name is your worst enemy. You short little Come on.
I'm just looking at you. I'm not coming after you.
Because you're afraid, aren't you? Right? And you don't want to f*** with a guy like me, a surfer, that lives in this f***ing town.
Wait.
Puts up with your f*** all the time like you own the road.
Yeah, man.
You don't own the
you
road,
You own the
buddy.
Road?
I don't own the road, but you're the one that f*** got me in the way.
See that sign right there? That's share road.
See this? This means you're a f***ing dead man walking. You come onto my f***ing land, okay? You're a f***ing dead man.
What? Okay.
So many questions.
Yeah, that guy is, he's done.
I never met a surfer that's that angry.
Yeah, the aggro surfer, whoever heard of that? Whoever heard of such a thing?
You come onto my land.
Huh?
Yeah, dude, I have to tell you, man. you know me, I'm a pain in the ass.
Huh?
But you go down to Newport Beach, you go down to, I mean, it's cool. It's chill. You got the palm trees. You're on the PCH having a great time. Who cares to, you know, wow. But I tell you, the bike lane stuff's a beating, though, dude. I mean, it really is because it's very confusing.
I understand that, but at some point you have to, this guy is, he's spitting out, like, laws. You have to stop for a second and listen to the guy and be like, oh, all right. I mean, instead of being like, maybe, hey, I did not know that. My bad. I'm sorry. Let's move on our ways.
There's a level of anger in this guy's voice and obviously in his actions.
He doesn't care that he's wrong.
Yeah, and I don't know if it has anything to do with bicycles or not. I don't know. He could have a lot going on in his life that makes him completely unreasonable. You're right.
Well, the guy was on his land.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He was on his land, okay? I'm your Huckleberry.
What's your name?
My name is your worst enemy, motherfucker.
Yeah,
that is the best part.
My name is your worst enemy.
What movie?
MF-er.
What movie is that from? That doesn't sound like...
That's so great. It should be in a movie.
Right. That,
I mean, look, it's down in California. Someone needs to make a movie out of that.
What's your name?
My name is your worst enemy, mother...
So I got to tell you something. It just happened to me yesterday.
Bicycle thing.
Yeah, and I went, my friend Athena was visiting, so I took her to 13 Coins. We had breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then as you come out on Boren to get on to Denny, it's a right turn only. Mm-hmm. There's a cyclist in front of me waiting, and I'm patient, and I keep looking down the road. There are no cars coming to the right, so we could have taken a right at any time, but I'm waiting for the – so I'm like, are they – and then I'm going, oh, they're trying to make a left turn. I was like, you know what? And they're looking at me like – I'm pointing to the sign, and they still basically cross the road and make an illegal left turn after me sitting there for a minute like, what are you doing? Take your right. What are you doing? And I'm just like, what are you even doing on my road? I mean, seriously, cycle person.
Your land, I think, is the proper way to say it.
It's my land,
yeah.
MF-er.
Yeah. Did you go?
Huh?
I'm telling you, it is the dumbest idea. There's also a part, I think it's Pine or Pike, where the bike lane goes from the right lane to the middle.
Yeah.
And so they have to slide over, but they don't use their signals. They don't let you know. So you're just driving, and all of a sudden they cut in front of you, and you're like, what the hell? And then it took me a while to realize, oh, the lane, now they're in the middle?
That's a confusing spot because a lot of people need to make a right in that situation to get on Boren, and that's when that weird merge happens.
Dear cyclist, when you go and make like when you go to the left or you go to the right, you need to use your signals. That's also in the goddamn law. FUXXYZB me in the AA.
No, I didn't know that law.
Yeah. It's the dumbest thing in the world. It really, really is. And Seattle's one of the big places where they decide they're going to put us all on the same roadways, and I've never understood that. It's just not good, you know. And I don't want to see anybody get hurt, and usually cyclists get hurt because nobody sees them or they're not as aware.
Right.
Ugh.
Just yet another reason for you to declare war on the cyclists.
I am declaring war on some cyclists. Not all of them, Steve.
Huh?
But they're on your land.
They're on my land, MF-er.
When Texas... I'll be your Huckleberry from the movie Tombstone. That's all I got for you. But that okay, I remember that.
Yeah, and I thought Huckleberry was a bad term. Like you're kind of an idiot if you're a Huckleberry.
Well, I don't know if this guy really did his research.
Yeah. So yeah, but here's one thing, Steve. You now know my name, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is your worst enemy, mother. I'm your Huckleberry, buddy. I'm your Huckleberry. You short little punk.
You short little effing punk.
And some of those bleeps were like gay slurs as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This guy's a real piece of work.
Again, I don't know. And I don't know a lot of surfers, granted, but I know a handful. And they're all really chill. They're super accepting of all people.
He must be an old grizzled surfer that can't do it anymore.
He's an older guy.
Yeah, no
one person says
it.
He sounds like Gary Busey, and he kind of looks a little bit like Gary Busey.
So he's busted up. He's probably pissed off because he can't even ride the waves anymore. Can't get out there, man. He just can't do it.
Just gosh,
probably
man.
Pissed off. You know, near the pier. Probably he's pissed off because I used to be able to get on the ferry and go ride the merry-go-round and stuff, and I can't even do that anymore. Ferris wheel's all filled up. They got some stupid shark ride that's supposed to be like a bowl. I can't get on that anymore. I'm old. This used to be my land. Now everybody's over there.
If there was a pay-per-view, I would pay to watch the angry, aggressive D-bag driver taking on the snarky bicyclist.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That conversation I can listen to all day long.
That would be awesome.
Huh?
Yeah. MF-er. We got a guy, Steve. He was fired because of a song that he played at a Major League Baseball game. What song was it? I'll tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And it's finally here, Pain in the Grass, this Sunday at White River Amphitheater. You know the lineup. Wait a minute, you don't know the lineup? Well, you could go to KISW.com. I can make you do that. All right, I'll tell you. Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, our good buddies at Window Pane are going to be there. More bands. I mean, a lot of bands. We got two stages full of bands all day, man. And how about this? You want to go to Pain in the Grass? Well, we got good tickets for you. That's the thing. And maybe you'd like to go see Prophets of Rage. Well, how about if you buy a Pain in the Grass ticket, you can also get a Prophets of Rage ticket for just $9.99. See what that, because we're 99. See what we did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a deal. Because that Prophets of Rage show, Steve, it's got members for every band that was ever created, right?
Got the guys from Rage Against the Machine, and then Chuck D, formerly a Public Enemy. It's still Public Enemy.
Chuck D.
And then also Be Real, from Cypress Hill.
Be Real. So, yeah, $9.99, you can get a Prophets of Rage ticket if you buy your Pain in the Grass tickets. So, I mean, look, you can make this happen. You want more info? All right, I'll give it to you. KISW.com. All right, Steve, Chicago Cubs having a hell of a season. Last time I checked, I think they're the best team in baseball. They had to apologize yesterday after someone played Smack My Bitch Up.
Bitch!
By The Prodigy.
Oh, great song.
It's a great song, but you really have to be careful of the context because this song was played as Aroldis Chapman left the game on Sunday. Here's the song. If you don't know, here's a little bit of that. Now, y'all dig an intro. Dance. Some of you losers, some of you losers, man, you're just not familiar with what's going on in the world of baseball because Aroldis Chapman served out a big suspension at the beginning of the season because he had a domestic violence situation in his life. So
whoever's in charge of the music.
Yeah.
That's a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Not great for everybody else because I think he got gassed for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was done. They fired his ass.
Yeah. I'm looking and there's some reports are saying that the person who did the music is a female. Which is, I don't know, maybe they're just mad at the guy and said, you know what, I'm going to show him.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of people were pissed off at the Yankees when they picked him up as a free agent. He had to serve out that suspension, and of course, because the Yankees are going nowhere, they traded him to the Cubs because the Cubs are in contention to go all the way. People still, you know, what irritates me is that you have a job. You may have your opinion, but your job is your job. And, you know, just do your damn job, okay? You know, I mean, the guy served a suspension. I imagine that legally he's gone through what he's had to go through for all this because, again, in the world, when somebody breaks the law, well, we have the law that takes care of it, you know, the whole legal system. I don't understand why people expect sports to do more than what our own goddamn government is supposed to do, but people do, and then next thing you know.
You have this argument all the time. I'm so sick of having this argument with you.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's
because it's like that in any job, though. If you break the law, you can still face repercussions from your employer for breaking the law.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He did.
Right, but so
he served out everything. He did everything. So even in, like you said, even this argument, like I don't think he should be punished, but he still was by his own Major League Baseball, and it still wasn't good enough for this person who ended up playing that stupid song.
Oh gosh, I mean, it's just you think it was a joke,
or do you think she was pissed at him?
I have no idea. I don't know the intent, but it was clearly a shot.
Because if it's a joke, that's a horrible joke. Because somebody really did get hit and hurt, right?
Right, but so are we worried about the feelings of this pitcher that did something crappy? Because I don't care about him.
No, I was sort of worried about if it was a joke, like she's making light of somebody who got hurt. Like
right.
I didn't feel like this was a smack at the pitcher, but maybe it was. I thought somebody was right, trying to do a joke.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I mean.
I don't know if it's against the pitcher or against the or thinking that it was a funny thing. But either way, really,
I don't even get why you would think that you could get away with playing a song that's called "Smack My Bitch Up." Regardless of any backstory to, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I remember when the Tacoma Rainiers had our people from our podcast went down and they said, hey, you could be in charge of the music before the game starts.
All right.
And I was stressing because I was like, I picked all the songs out.
I didn't realize that. You got to pick the music?
Yes.
That's pretty sweet.
It was awesome.
But I can understand the stress.
But I was terrified that I was going to play a song that had a curse in it. Because I was just like, gosh, I don't want to be that guy that all of a sudden the kid's listening to a song and I'm like,
oh, dude, I know. You play the wrong song. Right. It's so embarrassing.
And I got the non-censored version of Man in the Box. You know what I mean? Like something along those lines. That would suck.
I did that at my buddy's wedding, and I really didn't mean it.
No, you did not.
I did. I played our bats. So my buddy knocks up this chick, so it's a shotgun wedding.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But, I mean, I you know.
You play some Two Live Crew?
No, but it was. I played one of the hottest songs at the time, one that I loved. And I didn't mean it. I just played it because it was a hit song. I played Tainted Love by Soft Cell. It was the first song, and they both looked at me like, you're such an a-hole. And the whole place was mad at me. And because it was pretty much their love is tainted because really the only reason is they're together is because they banged and had a kid, and he had to get married to her. And, you know, and he looked at me, oh, really, buddy? Really?
Maybe if it was like the fifth or sixth song,
yeah,
you could have gotten away with it. But that's like, hey, everybody, I'm making a statement.
Yeah. So that's, So, I mean, I can appreciate somebody making a mistake. I mean, if somebody, but I don't think that was a mistake. That, I mean, come on, the timing.
No.
Smack my bitch up after this dude leaves the game.
No, that's somebody who didn't care at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you did that intentionally.
I originally thought this was somebody from the other team.
Right, that's
because that
would have
made sense, but it was in Chicago. That's why it was like, okay, he's on your team. What do you? All right, well,
just adds to the storybook story of the Chicago Cubs this year.
Yeah,
someone getting fired for playing a song.
I know, man. You wonder if that's going to be the curse. The Cubs always look for a curse.
Oh,
as to why some like the Bartman dude, you know, where it looked like they were going to go to the World Series, and then Bartman messed it up. And of course, the Billy Goat is their famous curse from way back in the day.
So now it's the Prodigy.
So it could be the Prodigy, and could be this person. What if the Cubs just don't get in? What if they go on a massive losing streak and don't get in?
After that.
And this is the curse.
That would be hilarious.
I'm going to pay attention now because the Cubs are the best team, and who knows now, man. Oh, he got a lovely story about a trucker. You know, truckers, you know, they'll go to the bathroom, and every once in a while in some of these truckers' bathrooms, you know, the Flying J's, whatever, you might see some numbers. Give this girl a call, Jenny. Who can I turn to?
Have you ever done that? Called someone on?
No, I've never. Have you?
No, but I've been tempted.
If I was a trucker, I think I would.
Not for like one of those for a good time ones, but like once, like I remember one time it says, Joe's a giant D-bag. Call him and let him know. And I was like, that'd be kind of fun. I kind of want to call him. See how things are going.
Of course you would. No, I wouldn't call Joe. I'd call people for a good time, especially if I was lonely on the road. Why not?
What kind of good time do you really think you're going to get from this?
Oh, come on. Lot Lizard good time.
All right.
And you know what? Hold on, Steve. You know what? There are people that not only might get a good time, but in this guy's situation, he ended up getting a great time for the rest of his life. This guy in England, he's 51, his name is Mark. 10 years ago, he was on his way to a bar. He stopped to use a public bathroom. It was sometime around 2005. We don't know when. Someone had written a phone number on the wall with a message that said, if you want a good shag, call Donna.
No.
So he said, you know what? I'm going to call Donna. Hello. Oh, I need a nice tubby room. I think I'm going to call Donna.
Now, did Donna put that number out there, or did somebody else that was just trolling Donna?
That's a really good question. Donna could have maybe like a PR department. I have no idea.
Is there a woman out there that actually has gone into a bathroom and said, yeah, for a good time, call me?
Would you like to look to your left?
Vicky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been tempted to call those numbers just like in the girls' bathrooms because some of them just get real interesting. Like,
wait, so they have things about dudes in girls' bathrooms?
Yeah, there's a local venue that like for music and stuff. Their walls are covered with different stuff, whether motivational, and sometimes they'll talk about their ex-boyfriends and stuff. And I kind of want to.
Yeah, it's like, all right.
I didn't think of that when I was single, going to women's bathrooms and write my number down.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bizarre. You won't get arrested for that.
Want some good?
What are you doing, Steve? Whoops.
Yeah. For a good time, call Sausage Steve.
So, yeah, there you go. This guy actually texted Donna.
Uh-huh.
And he texted, what are you up to? He didn't think anyone actually would respond. He did it just as a joke, but someone texted back and said, who is this? And it really was a woman named Donna. And as it turns out, an ex-boyfriend had written her number on the wall to mess with her, so she wasn't actually looking for a good time herself or looking to give a good time.
So this guy was able to spit game to the point where they were able to get to meet up?
Yeah, you know what? She and Mark hit it off. They started dating. They fell in love. They now have two kids together,
jeez,
a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Please tell me that if they have a boy, they had to name him John.
Well, she wasn't really that kind of girl. It was an ex-boyfriend.
No, I mean, because he went to the John.
Oh, I was thinking because he was a John himself. Oh, I see. Okay, perfect. You're right. John would be good.
Yeah, I guess it has a double meaning.
And what's the other kid's name? Flush? I mean, or Flusher?
Ed.
I don't know. Ed. Oh, Ed for Ed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ed.
All right, I like that.
But
especially
the H
in England.
Is silent.
Yeah, because they go, I love going to the Ed. Yeah, so how about that? Their kids, they say, are very young to hear the real story, so they just say, he texted her by mistake. That's how we met.
Eventually, they have to tell the truth. Well, now that it's out there.
It's a great story, dude.
It's an unbelievable story.
I mean, it's a great story because it turns out she's just a nice person whose ex-boyfriend was a douche.
Yeah.
So she wasn't really given good times. I mean, if Vicky's name was in the bathroom, chances are yes.
And how about that guy? Just because he thought it would be funny, he threw the text out there, and look what happens.
See, texting is better than calling for some people. See, you could text somebody.
Yeah.
I thought about that. That's a great idea. I might start texting people I see in the bathroom wall now. I can do that.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure your wife will love that.
Well, I mean, I can text and go, look, I know a guy, not me.
Right.
My friend Steve's looking for somebody.
Oh, I think it's my friend TJ.
Yeah, that's it. Reddit over the years has had some great threads asking, quote, have you ever called a number found on a bathroom wall?
Huh.
So that kind of goes with this story.
Oh, I love that people actually have done this.
I think more and more, yeah. I think this new generation of people, Steve, they're not afraid.
Oh, real quick, a lot of people are saying that they should call the kid Lou, because in England that's what
it's... Oh, Lou, yes.
So Lou and John.
Lou and John. It's a great idea. Don't think they did that, but that would... Yeah, really, you got to call the kid Lou. That's a great idea.
That would be awesome.
Why are you spelling my name L-O-O? I don't understand. We'll tell you later, son. Now go talk to your brother Flusher. So this is what happened. Reddit, you know, here's the thing. I don't believe a lot that I read on Reddit.
Yeah.
I really don't, because it's a great opportunity for people to make stuff up. But what the heck?
But that's what they do. Yeah. You know, for me, really, Reddit, all I ever go to is the Today I Learned, because at least that stuff is, even if it, whether or not how true it is, it's interesting. It's not just a bunch of miserable people yelling at each other on a thread.
That's a really good point. At least there's some entertainment. This one here about people calling people on bathroom walls, as we found out our boy here in England did that. Some people on Reddit said, well, here's what we did. One person found a number on the bathroom wall stall at their school. It said, call for something good. Ended up being the number to a Chinese takeout place in their town.
Oh, that's funny.
Which, that's not a lie. That's something good.
We should do that. Call for a good time and then put 206-421-ROCK.
Yeah, that's a good time. Yeah. It depends on who you call. Sometimes if, you know, the drunk in charge is drunk, who knows what'll happen.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
This one person said, I once saw a number in a restaurant bathroom and saved it on my phone and would call the guy up every now and then just to talk. Sometimes if I had a quick question and didn't really know who else to try, I would call him. He seemed like a cool guy, but he stopped taking my calls after a while. Oh, you think?
That's a really sad call.
How annoying is that?
He's like, are we having sex or what? Because
yeah.
That's why my name was on the wall.
No, I just want you to answer a question for me. What's 10 plus 30?
I'm blocking you.
Yeah. And, of course, someone left one of those stereotypical...
Sad.
I know. But people are like that. People are lonely, man. I mean, that's why people call radio stations sometimes. They just want you to talk to them and vent and want someone to listen to them. Unfortunately, they call here. We don't listen to them. We just yell at them and say,
we gong them.
Yeah, get out of here. Someone left one of those stereotypical call for a good time messages on a bathroom wall. It was on the this was on a dorm's message board. They called. It was a Marine recruiter.
Oh, that's funny.
That's pretty
creative.
That is very, very creative. This person says, I'm type 1 diabetic and I needed to do my insulin injection. Didn't want to do it out in the open, so I found a public bathroom and went into the stall as I was stabbing myself. Pardon me. I looked around and saw young boys good at doing a sex act. Meet here at 4 o'clock. I checked my phone. It was 10 minutes to 4. I left the stall, and as I did, I saw an elderly man look me up and down. I said, all yours, and made a swift exit.
Come on. Come on.
That can't. I mean, really?
Just so happened that day.
Come on, some old guy, that's what he does. He goes there at 4 o'clock every day and says, here we go.
Unless that's just his world. He's always looking for those young guys.
Man, that's your job. I mean, yeah. And I feel sorry for the old guy, because if he just happens to be there at 4 o'clock too and looks creepy like I do.
One person said they found their AA sponsor on a wall.
Wow, that's bizarre.
Another person said, I called one of these places, called David for a good time, but I was very disappointed. That is a lot of pressure if you are going to be that guy.
Yeah, if you're
going to
say you're a good time.
Yeah.
And then you go and hang with David, and David's just not, he's not getting it done.
Yeah.
What if David's like me and he's a gamer and he just pulls out the board games? Hey, let's go. And you're going, that's not the good time I was looking for. Come on, let's roll some dice.
Getting calls from just random strangers. I remember a long time ago, this was before, like, you know, they really cracked down on the whole idea of just playing people's phone calls without their permission. Like,
yeah.
We would, you know, on The Stranger, they have, like, the casual encounter section. I don't know if they still do. I would imagine that they do. It's kind of like Craigslist. And we would we used to jokingly like put little ads saying, hey, and it was always like weird, kinky things. Call, like, one of them is like, I have a fetish for guys that do great cartoon impressions. Call and talk to me dirty.
Oh, nice.
And then these people would call, and it was so creepy, but we would play them on the radio. And eventually, our boss was like, yeah, you can't do that.
We can't do that.
That's not a good idea.
Oh, damn it. Why do they take our fun? Yesterday, our boy Steve here, who does great cartoon impressions, you fetish people.
Oh, yeah.
He had a great first guess to this question before getting it right.
The degree BA stands for Bachelor of what?
Ass.
No.
Arts.
Yes.
Yeah, ass is, that was a great answer. Steve's got the BA on it.
That was very immature of me. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's probably, you know, I think you should get the Bachelor's of Ass. I think you work for that.
Thanks.
Put in a lot of years to get that, Steve. And speaking of Steve, yeah, you have a shot of beating him. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Playing Beat Migs at 848 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.